Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of March, 2024. It's Monday morning. Mark's been reading through the New Testament. He's in the second chapter of Thessalonians. He's ready for chapter 3 today. There's a real interesting verse in this chapter. Chapter 2. That we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Did you hear that? All men have not faith. Now, part of God's love for people is granting them faith. So if God loved everybody, did he grant everyone faith? Well, he didn't love everybody, and he didn't grant everyone faith, because it says here that all men have not faith. Hebrews 2 says he's the author and finisher of our faith. The joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Well, if all men have not faith, then he wasn't the author and finisher of someone's faith that they don't have. And he did not die for them. And he did not sit down at the right hand of God for them. So not all men are recipients of God's grace and faith. But he goes on and says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And he also says that the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. The Lord direct your hearts. We don't direct our own hearts. The Lord is the one that directs our hearts into the love of God. So that's, again, an example of particular redemption. The fact that God authors our faith and the fact that God establishes our hearts and our faith in Christ. I'll turn this over to Mark and he can read this chapter.
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course, be glorified even as is with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Give confidence the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. The Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the patient waiting for Christ. And we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from your brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. Yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not yourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. Even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among disorderly, walking not at all, but are busybodies. Now then, there are such we command, exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work, eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother, Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is a token in every epistle, so I write. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The second epistle to the Thessalonians was written from Athens.
Well, I hope you all have a good day today. Let's remember that now the Lord of peace, the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Amen.